manufacturing problems. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 21 points, but the NASDAQ is ahead 17. This is SRN News.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
Tired of hearing scary radio ads about the IRS? Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000 or $500,000, we have a solution. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS with zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with a BBB. End your tax nightmare today by visiting TRA.com or call 800-275-3490. That's 800-275-3490.
We provide life-saving care and healthy lifestyle education. We support underserved rural communities and local sports programs. We create college scholarships and countless job opportunities. Alabama's healthcare professionals reach upward and outward to serve more people in greater ways. We are Alabama Hospitals. Visit wearealabamahospitals.org. Brought to you by Alabama Hospital Association.
By texting 64,000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Babbel. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at babbel.com/TNC.
I want to learn how to cook, but I keep ordering takeout.
Accomplishing goals is hard, but when your goal is to learn a new language, Babbel makes it easy. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel will help you start having conversations in as little as 3 weeks. So when someone asks,
how's your French going?
You can say,
Babbel facilite grandement l'apprentissage d'une nouvelle langue.
Now try Babbel free. Just text radio to 64,000. Text radio to 64,000.
Progressive presents Flo and Jamie announcing a monster truck rally.
And here comes the obliterator.
Whoa. And he's up on two wheels. That can't be safe.
Oh, I don't recommend flipping your car backwards.
Did he even check his blind spot?
And the car's on fire.
I definitely don't recommend that.
This is one of my recurring nightmares.
Progressive is all about keeping it safe, so bundle your home and auto for 24/7 protection. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Coverage not provided for monster trucks. Not available in all states.
Weather is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
I'm Johnny Adams with the Johnny Adams Law Firm, Alabama's personal injury law firm, wishing you a fabulous day and a blessed evening. Stay weather alert.
Reach Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our temperatures are moderating in a very nice way, and the rain chances, although not zero, are very low today and tomorrow. Sun and cloud mix with a high today up to about 81. Not as cool tonight. Overnight low temperature 58. Tomorrow, the warmth continues with a high around 82. Partial sunshine. I think we'll be in the middle 80s. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, still dry. Good bit of sunshine, too. So a good weekend forecast. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.75% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
You are so dorky.
Shut up.
I tell you.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Seems so.
stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast. Happy Hour News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV for a Wednesday afternoon. Baumhauer's tonight after the show. We hope you come and join us. Sitting in for Rosie this afternoon, Pam. And guess what? She's got a last name coming in the studio.
And here they are.
Here we are at 3:06. Jeb, wake up. Welcome us.
Please clap.
Thank you. Good night to you now. Here's what I have planned for the afternoon. Absolutely nothing. Just, I have no plan.
Just free spirits today.
Yeah. I hate the news. I've come to this conclusion that I'm in the wrong business now.
It's bringing you down.
Yeah. I mean, we could dwell and rant and rave about the anti-Semitism that this president apparently seems to endorse, and the threats to Jewish kids at Columbia and everything else. I mean, they're out of their minds, and they're not even doing a good job of concealing it. And AOC, who I truly despise. I mean, I know we're not supposed to hate anybody. We're supposed to find something of redemption in all people, but with her, is there anything that...
No.
Not even an eensy-weensy little...
No.
Yeah.
It's really hard. Really, really hard.
And every time they put a picture of her, and she actually turns up facially on Fox News more than any other website, she's always got her mouth open. I don't think it's been closed. I don't think there's a freaking camera shutter that works fast enough to catch her with her mouth closed. I don't think there is. And you know what? Her face, she looks like she should have a hook in the cheek at all times. Like she's just been reeled in. Anything else ugly that I can think of? That,
no.
Okay. That's enough. And a simpleton, a twit, a dimwit, a dimbulb. She sounds like she's 11 years old and just became elected class president with that bossy, I know it all, Beazel Schmears that I just can't.
She does. Is she an only child? I wonder.
I don't know that if I were related to her that I would want that, no. So they're probably deep in hiding somewhere. And our friend Mark from Baumhauer's hanging out. I do believe we're going to have some company this afternoon from Brian Jewelry. They've got a big six-hour sale coming up Saturday they wanted to stop by and tell you about. But Pamela's last name.
We've always been the mystery.
It really has. But we're going to reveal it now for all the world to know. Dubuque.
It's Dubuque.
Dubuque.
Like the city.
Regal. I love the...
French-Canadian.
The phonics of the word. Yeah, is that what it is?
Dubuque? It is.
All right, so is D-U, is the D-U part of it, like the, and Buke is something in France, French?
You know, I have no idea.
Oh. Well, let's ask an expert. Yes. On my new iPhone 15. Hi, what is the translation of Dubuque?
Sure. Translate into which language?
French.
In French, Dubuque is... Dubuque.
Dubuque. But what does it mean?
Which word? I-N-F-O-R-M-A-T-I-O-N-T-E.
Well.
She's only so smart.
Yeah. Why don't we open by talking about AMS?
Okay.
Studios. Because when I go to the website, I mean, I want to do everything there. I've been doing the microneedling.
Yes, we're doing Morpheus 8 next.
Morpheus 8. All I have to know, I'm going to New Orleans this weekend, but as soon as I know that I'm going to be here on a Saturday, I will make an appointment.
That sounds good.
We had
good.
The air show the one weekend, and It's always seemed something. But I wanted to ask about body remodeling and the ultrasound cavitation. What is that?
So that's very popular right now because people are thinking about their summer bodies. But we do two different modes of body remodeling. So ultrasound cavitation is one of them. And well, that's technology. You know, it's in a machine we apply to the body and massage and just activate like lymphatic system to kill fat cells and then drain them out.
Mm-hmm.
But we do Colombian wood therapy with that, which stimulates...
Colombian wood therapy?
Yes. So it'll stimulate the skin and lymphatic also to kind of target cellulite and move around everything and smooth it out. And then during an ultrasound cavitation, session, you also get into a sauna bag. So you're going to sweat.
And, really?
Yes, burn some of that fat. And then Evolve is the other type of technology that we have. It's an in-mode technology piece, and it uses radio frequency heat. And the sessions with either of these, you're going to come multiple times, and just, you know, depending on your goals is how many sessions you're going to need. But the radio frequency heat is so effective for anybody, really. From somebody small who just wants to tighten their skin to somebody large who wants to lose a couple pant sizes, you can see results in as few as 3 sessions, really.
That's cool.
It's awesome.
It's called a sauna suit, and sometimes I wear it when I ride my bike to sweat off a little extra. Hey, look, it's Jay Scott. Bring in your thing, though. It doesn't work anymore. It doesn't fit the iPad. That's the latest technology from Apple designed to make them more money.
You have the USB-C now?
Mm-hmm. Is that what that's called? Yeah,
you got to go buy all new chargers.
Yeah, and I went to Wally World.
Oh, you got one then?
I think I do, but I don't think it's like that kind of a cord. But I have to figure out a way to charge this thing. Isn't this interesting to go through this?
Fascinating.
Legend. Enjoy. Let's see. Mm-hmm. Well, look at this.
Yeah.
This is what I needed, right?
Yeah, and it looks like it's got a car charger with it, too.
Yeah. But where do I stick it? And don't answer that.
Oh, wait a second. Let me look at that.
Oh, that's it.
Ah, crap.
What?
You got to go spend more money.
Ah, crap.
It's not going to...
Yeah, because you got to have a USB-C to plug into as well.
What's that?
It's the end of your...
Or...
Yeah, you got to have one of those to plug into, and you don't have one.
Well, I have one for the car, though.
Yeah, I mean, that'll go into your car. So run out there and charge it while you can.
Hey, listen, I think rather than, you know...
Do you need a charger now?
Kind of close.
I have one in my car.
Do you? Okay, yes. We don't have to run out now. I appreciate that. Yeah. How about that? I think instead of going to the store and wasting money on stuff I'm not really going to use... I think I'll just stand by the front door of the radio station, and you can drive by, and every so often I'll just throw $20 out the window for you to randomly pick up. Have you met Jay?
Yeah, I think yes.
Yes, of course. What? Looks like Jay is, you know what he is? You're familiar with Gilligan's Island, right?
Yes.
He's our professor. He's the guy that can take a coconut and make them into a microwave oven.
Well, you're fitting into this.
Plug it into that.
Yeah, it doesn't reach very far, but at least it will charge right now.
There's nothing indicating it's charging.
Nothing?
No. You're not getting $20 if this doesn't work.
Oh, never mind. Here's the end of it.
Oh.
Sorry. I tried.
I had hope, and it was taken away. It was snatched. Victory was snatched from the jaws of defeat. Well, I'm actually worried about nothing here at 314. We were talking about things at AMS that can help you lose weight and body reconstruction. I have been working out like a fiend.
I know.
And I want to take advantage of the technology to take that to the next level. And Mom's Day is coming up.
Yes.
And you have, tell me about the gift certificate arrangement you can make with AMS in Prattville.
Well, you can buy a gift certificate, you know, for anybody, for any amount. And we're going to give gift baskets away, over $100 purchase.
Oh.
And next week, we're actually having a mixer, too. So there'll be specials that night and the following week that are good for gift certificates.
Where people come to the salon?
Yes. It's cool. A spring fling night.
Spring fling night. Well, you have to give me the details on that so we can mention it.
I will.
Because I think your place is awesome. It just is.
Too.
Great things happen there. And guys, if you really want to do her something special, a place where there are services. You have this new electrolysis thing that's pain-free, right? I used to live next door to somebody that did that for a living.
Yes. It's virtually painless, and it's the only form of permanent hair removal.
Permanent.
Fully permanent.
Okay. By the way, ams-studios.com or call 730-1268. And Pam can consult you on these services before you go up or stop by and arrange a consultation to see what works best for you and do the gift certificate thing, because there's pampering available there in addition to things that can make you look better, feel better, lose weight. And we're really proud. And thank you for sponsoring our movie, Maven Miss Murray.
Yes, I love that.
Later on today, we're going to talk about movies that are turning 20 this year.
Ooh.
I'm kind of surprised. I know one of them on the list was The Aviator.
Oh, gosh. It's been 20 years since that already.
Yeah.
Time flies.
Yeah.
Hey,
by the way, have we talked about your background before you opened AMS?
No. Well, you have mentioned it without me here.
Oh.
Yes. But no, we haven't.
Want to?
Sure.
Yeah. Give us your story. You got 3 minutes.
So I started out at AMS as a client while I was a contractor at Maxwell. And prior to that, I was in the military.
You
so
were.
I was in the Air Force for 9 years.
Wow.
Yes.
Thank you for your service.
Yes, thank you. It was my pleasure. I really enjoyed doing what I did. I did emergency management and chemical warfare, biological warfare, and nuclear warfare.
Holy cow.
So it was really fun, very interesting. I went to the Army Chemical Corps School in Fort Leonard, Missouri. And then when I got out of the military, worked as a civilian at Maxwell. So I wasn't deployable, but I was doing the same job.
I bumped into a guy at Food Outlet Sunday morning, a veteran, and he's going to come on the air, I think, May 1st, to discuss the, and this just, you talk about, I love it when Jay says,
tell me how frosty my pajamas are.
Well, this will frost your pajamas. When you're going to find out just how low on the totem pole of government priorities our veterans are.
Very low.
It is outrageous. Outrageous. People giving up a good part of their lives to serve the country, and then when it comes time to get the benefits they're due, it's a nightmare.
Yes. And if anybody's been to the VA, they know.
Yeah. Really. Yeah. In fact, I believe we're going to have a lawyer on who will get more specific on things that can be done. But no lawyer should be needed to get somebody their VA benefits.
No, you have to fight. It's ridiculous how much you have to fight for that.
But you can walk into the country and get Social Security benefits, food stamps.
Oh, yeah.
How many hotels have these people ruined?
Right.
You know, since they opened the border. It's just an ongoing obscenity.
And we know that veteran homelessness is a huge issue.
Veteran homelessness and veteran suicide.
Yes.
I mean, and many of them, they don't, of course, these don't get publicized because anything that might reflect negatively on the dipstick that's currently sitting in the Oval Office, they mute those stories. They don't want it known. Mm-hmm. Those only become stories when there's a Republican in the White House, and there better be one next year, or I think,
or.
Yeah. I don't even want to talk about what the or is. In fact, I posted a story on Facebook today. It was the last thing I posted from Lara Logan. She's kind of laying out the terrifying scenarios coming to America this summer.
Hmm.
There was a time not long ago when I would immediately dismiss those preaching doom and gloom in the coming days. I always assumed they were either selling something, playing for shock clicks, or both, even when Joe Biden was first installed. And that's what he was. He was installed in the White House like a toilet because he certainly didn't earn his way in.
No.
Playing for shock clicks or both. Even when Joe Biden was first installed, I wasn't worried about America's coming demise. I figured we could survive an intelligent and conniving globalist like Barack Obama. We could make it through a term with a dementia-ridden mental midget. Should pull any punches there. That's great.
Well.
I like that. I may have been wrong. Things have deteriorated far faster than I could have imagined, and we're facing multiple existential threats, which is why the analysis by Lara Logan below is so important. And we're seeing it now with this, if I'm not mistaken, if I'm wrong, correct me, but Hamas attacked Israel last October 7th, and over 1,000 were killed, many thousands injured. It was just a flat-out terror attack. Yet our campuses are filled with idiots who made it out of high school, got to a college campus, and decided we know more than anybody, and are now, can't do enough to show how pro-Palestinian they are.
Right.
And that is, I mean, and not to mention, I had a guy that wrote me a note on Facebook Messenger this morning. see if I can find it. He talked about the planned. He mentioned, here it is. I think this is it. So I'll always be grateful to you and your show for getting me through some tough times during the plandemic.
Mm-hmm.
I meant the COVID, he said. Mm-hmm. I will not attach a name to that because the government's probably listening and trying to figure out something they can charge me with to make me go away, because I'm going to be a thorn in their ass for the next. So, and a message from the House. Mr. Britterbaugh would like to do an IPL. What is that?
Oh, okay. IPL, intense pulse light. It's for hyperpigmentation of the skin, rosacea. It's a great therapy.
Awesome.
Sun damage.
All right. We're all going to be looking better. And again, ams-studios.com and 730-1268 to make an appointment or for a consultation, because they have so many different options for you there. Quick break here at 3:22.
The Harriet Two Riverboat offers celebrations for specialty events like Cinco de Mayo coming May 5th. It's a cruise filled with dancing, live entertainment, tacos, nachos, margaritas, and more. It'll be a night filled with live music and more. The Mother's Day Cruise coming May 12th is a treat like no other, and your mom will love it with a dinner made just for her. There's more fun and excitement each weekend all spring and summer with a variety of cruises up the Alabama on the Harriet Two. Book your cruise today on the Harriet Two at Fun and Montgomery.com.
Hi, I'm Mark DePlanche with Admiral Movers. People ask, what makes Admiral Movers different from other movers? It's simple. We take pride in caring for our team, so we know that they will take care of you. All of our team members are Admiral employees. They are all fully background checked and trained in-house. We never hire day laborers. So for your next move, whether it's a commercial move or household move, across town or across the country, call Montgomery's favorite movers, Admiral Movers. Mention code SUMMER10 to save 10% on your next move.
Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. Before they were legends, they were lost souls looking for their sound.
You want to be a songwriter?
Not really. You are a songwriter.
Discover the true, untold story of Sue Brewer, the extraordinary woman behind outlaw country music, starring Mandy Moore and featuring T.J. Osborne.
They call it the boar's nest. It's just my apartment, but you never know who will show up.
In a new scripted Audible original.
Any advice?
Yeah, to steal something whiskey can't.
The Boar's Nest. Sue Brewer and the birth of outlaw country music. Listen on Audible.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Happy Secretary's Day. Yeah, we still say it here. Here's a film.
Britannica Films proudly presents The History of Secretaries. Secretaries originated when primitive man discovered he could not run his cave efficiently by himself.
Miss Ong.
Yes?
Take a slab.
Yes, Mr. A.
Dear God, looking forward to wheel. Evolvingly yours, Blash.
During the Roman Empire, secretary's duties expanded to organizing her boss's private life as well.
Ms. Toga, tell my wife I can't make the XII, but we're on for the Lions Christians game at XVI.
Today's secretary enjoys a glamorous career, including travel.
Oh, stop running, Miss Perkins. It's bigger than both of us.
Lavish gifts.
Happy Secretary's Day.
Wow, a chia pet.
Even executive decisions.
Ooh, does Mr. Honeywell take cream and no sugar, or sugar and no cream?
Ooh. Yes, we salute the overworked, underappreciated secretary. An important cog in today's corporate machine. Putting up with her boss, the biggest asset to her company.
3:25 on News Talk 93.1 FM. That's how they learned us when I was a kid, with those Britannica films. And we keep them around. In fact, some of them are darn funny. I got into it. I explored bunches of these things a few years ago. And I found the one with, it was from England, about women. And I we haven't played it in ages. Is this it? Here, hang on one second, everybody. I know this is fascinating. Ah, yes. It's produced in the same style, and it's called Women Know Your Limits. Would you like to hear this?
Absolutely.
Maybe we'll do films this afternoon, and Miss Murray's going to be here. We can do some with her, too. Here it is, yeah.
An ordinary dinner party. The sort of occasion we all enjoy. The men are exchanging witty stories. And look at the women. Aren't they pretty? Look at the way they laugh. They're delightful. But now the conversation turns to more serious matters.
I wonder if the government should return to the gold standard.
They think it should.
Good. Then we're all agreed.
But oh dear, what's this? One of the women is about to embarrass us all.
I think the government should stay off the gold standard so that the pound can reach a level that will keep our exports competitive.
The lady has foolishly attempted to join the conversation with a wild and dangerous opinion of her own. What half-baked drivel. See how the men look at her with utter contempt.
Yeah, then we're going home.
Women, know your limits. Now let's see the proper way.
Good. So we're all agreed. We should return to the gold standard.
Oh, I don't know anything about the gold standard, I'm afraid, but I do love little kittens. They're so soft and furry.
What a delightful thought, you dear, sweet, fragile little thing. Women, know your limits. In thought, be plain and simple, and let your natural sweetness shine through.
You know who needs to watch that film? Susan Woody.
Bite me.
She needs to. Hi, Mark. You were hanging out with Joey this afternoon. Yeah. So, what was Joey your first choice? I thought we were friends. I thought you wanted to come and watch this show.
Bader was out.
Oh, yeah. Eddie was out.
Going on, so.
Okay. And his mom is here. A Clark's Club member, I understand. Yes, you picked a good company.
Long term.
I must be one of the few people that's happy when I pay my electric bill because they've cut it down so drastically because we bought a system from them and it's so energy efficient that my budget billing has gone from $395. They adjust that on a quarterly basis and it's gone down every quarter. The new one is $190.
$190. Awesome.
That's less than half of what I started out at, and it's got everything to do with them. So save money, get yourself a Clark's Club membership, 277-2125, or visit clarkcomfort.com, Alabama certification number 99004. Call the morning show, get your name in the grand prize drawing on Friday, and win one. I don't know who you are, but I'm glad you called. What's your name?
Hey.
What?
Jay. It's Jay. Jay Scott. Hi.
Hi, Jay.
Jay Scott. Oh, the Jay. Guy that is on with us in the morning. Oh, it's good to hear from
you. Right, yeah, that guy.
What's going on?
As I was leaving the station right there at Carmichael and I-85 Parkway, a truck ran under a power line that apparently was sagging too low and ripped it off.
Oh.
Whoa.
So there is a power line, which I don't know that it's active, live, or anything like that, but there is a power line laying across Carmichael right by I-85 Parkway intersection.
You know, I love it when we have accidents that are right outside the door because we don't have to send a crew out. It's easy to get information and updates. And I've got a cigarette in my pocket that's dying to get lit up. So I may walk out and take a look at this calamity.
Yeah, there's not really an accident or anything, but there is a power line laying across Carmichael Road. If you are going in the direction of, like, you're headed towards Perry Hill Road.
Right.
You're going to have to maneuver around it, or I wouldn't drive over it. But
no, yeah. That, even with rubber tires, you don't want to take a chance.
Do we have a squirrel that we can send out there?
We've had power outages that were caused by squirrels.
I believe it.
Yeah.
Jay, thank you for the update. Is there anything else you want to share with us?
No, not at all. Just enjoy your smoke.
Thanks, buddy.
What
appreciate
a friend.
It.
All
right.
That's what a good friend does. They
wish you well in anything.
Yes. We are at 3:31. We're going to get our first update from Skipper. Now, I wonder if he's even aware of that situation and some of the traffic issues it could cause. Because of the power line, they may not take chances. You could be stuck here. We could all be marooned.
Seriously.
Or forced to go east only. Because if Jay, as he described it, this power line is laying across Carmichael Road. So turning right off I-85 Parkway to go towards Perry Hill is probably not going to be doable.
Unless they get out here right now.
Does anybody know how bad it is out there? Good. That gets people to listen when you have those worst catastrophe kind of days. And maybe later on we'll get to talk to Jacqueline Tomlinson, too, this afternoon as we catch up with her. She and Dana Delk, by the way, if you have a domestic situation that requires legal consultation, 819-4810. Their story is really impressive. They began representing men exclusively in matters of divorce, separation, child custody, alimony, and so forth. And they got results. And when somebody does something successfully for a lot of people, word gets around. And eventually women began asking, please represent me. I heard you did a good job for my friend. You?
Me.
Wow.
I'm a client.
How about that? I had no idea.
I am.
Of course, there is that confidentiality thing. They're not going to tell me, but... No. How'd you like working with them?
Loved it. Very good.
So when I talk about the passion of advocacy, when they say we got this.
They got it.
They got it.
Definitely.
And that's what you need, because the worst thing you can do in any situation requiring divorce or separation is manage it yourself. Don't
wing it.
Yeah. Turn it over. Give them your troubles. That's what they're paid to do. 819-4810 if you need help. And if you know somebody that's going through an issue and trying to manage it alone, be a good friend and tell them, hey, this is what you need to do. Call Delk and Tomlinson, and they'll look after you. They handle matters like putting together a will. We did mine right here in the studio a couple of years back. And adoption and other family matters throughout the state of Alabama. You can see all their services offered at thealabamafamilylawyers.com, or again, reach out for the consultation at 819-4810 for Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law. Attorneys at law.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
And another caller, with whom are we speaking?
Yeah, this is Pat.
Hey, Pat.
I was kind of right behind Jay when that accident happened and when the wire got torn down.
Because
I was doing rehab at Phoenix there. You can turn right and go towards Perry Hill, because the wire is just to the left of that of the I-85 Parkway intersection. So you can go either way.
Oh.
As people are coming down Carmichael, the two lanes are they've got to merge to the center lane, because it's laying across the first lane there.
Okay, I believe what you're saying. You sound quite credible. I'm going to go out and take a look.
I don't blame you.
Thanks for the call.
Okay, bye.
All right, I want to play another one of these film clips from the past. Some of the corny stuff that was designed to accomplish something of an educational value to students, but ended up sounding silly. I'll pick one when I come back. Right now we are at 3:34. Skipper, it's your turn, buddy.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Skipper Pools for weekly service, equipment and liner replacements, and a sparkling pool all year. 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. Skipper Pools.
Well, if you're on the East Boulevard coming up on Arbor Station headed to I-85, please use caution. We've got an accident right in that area there. We're hoping that they're about to wrap it up, but just please use caution there. Everywhere else, light to moderate traffic. We're a bit busy on I-65 and 85. And, of course, 231 Troy Highway. Both of those picking up just a bit the further into the afternoon we get. Come by and check out the next generation compact track loaders at Thompson Tractor. With more power and a larger cab, this machine's built to impress. Join Thompson Tractor at their Montgomery demo event May 9th. Wendell J. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
News is brought to you by Jack Ingram Nissan. Shop now at jackingramnissan.com.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories.
The Alabama House on Tuesday passed a bill restricting conversations of gender identity and sexual orientation for grades K through 8 in the state. The bill would also prohibit teachers from displaying flags or other images relating to the same subjects in public classrooms. The bill will now go to the Senate. It was standing room only as District 7 residents came to voice their concerns about various issues in Montgomery Monday night. Acting Police Chief John Hall addressed the town hall meeting and answered questions about rampant gun violence and the recent shootings in Montgomery. A bill on the Alabama House calendar would create a state ban on the production and sales of meat produced from cultured animal cells. The bill already passed the Senate by a unanimous vote. Violators would be subject to the suspension or revocation of their food safety permit from the state. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
In the market for a used car? Visit jackingram.com to view our selection of luxury, domestic, and imported vehicles. With 8 locations and online at jackingram.com, Jack Ingram Motors is sure to have the perfect car for you.
Hey there, folks. It's your trusted real estate professionals, Hannah Grantham and Eddie Bader, here with an exciting announcement. We have made the move to Forest Meadows Homes and Lands. That means we're now even more equipped to serve you and your real estate needs.
That's right. Whether you're buying or selling, working with us ensures that you're in the best hands. Personalized service, expert advice, and now more options and opportunities.
So why wait? Let's make your real estate dreams a reality. Give me, Hannah Grantham, a call at 334-368-6358.
Or me, Eddie Bader, 334-322-0662, and let's get you moving.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor in Central Alabama. So remember the name, River Region Contracting, for all your roofing needs. We're not affiliated with any other roofing company in the River Region. We've been in the roofing business since 2005. We don't have to buy our leads, and we don't have to knock on doors when the storms come around. We have thousands of satisfied customers throughout Central Alabama. So call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions. Combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region, call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama values.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. It's time to get your cooling system ready for the long, hot summer. Call today about the advantages of the Clark Club membership to be sure you're covered. Call 277-2125. Better call Clark. Alabama certification number 09098.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our temperatures are moderating in a very nice way, and the rain chances, although not zero, are very low today and tomorrow. Sun and cloud mix with a high today up to about 81. Not as cool tonight. Overnight low temperature 58. Tomorrow, the warmth continues with a high around 82. Partial sunshine. I think we'll be in the middle 80s. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, still dry. Good bit of sunshine, too. So a good weekend forecast. From Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Files in her home that had her fingerprints. Rose Law Firm billing records went missing for a time. But just until the SOL had run out for the crime. Her plane touched down in Bosnia under sniper fire. Exhibit 666 from our congenital liar. The girl who shared her poem.
dodging bullets on the tarmac, really no big deal.
Remembering Hillary, why don't we go back to this one? This is one of my all-time favorite Hillary bits for him.
In the last great invasion of the last great war, the greatest danger for one woman lies at an airport in Bosnia.
I remember landing under sniper fire. There was no greeting ceremony. And we basically were told to run to our cars. Now that is what happened.
Hillary Rodham Clinton and hardened combat veterans Sheryl Crow and Sinbad star in the most important motion picture of our generation.
There was supposed to be some kind of a greeting ceremony at the airport.
Saving Private Hillary.
342. Totally debunked it, but, you know, when you're a Clinton, you can get away with it, I guess, huh? Where do we go next this afternoon? I have a few things that we didn't get to this morning, including a mom in California named Emily King. She's gone viral, which she did.
For what?
She accidentally sent out an Evite for her kid's first birthday party to hundreds of contacts in her phone.
Oh.
And that's not the worst of it. It's the way she has them listed in their phone.
Oh, could they see their names and stuff?
Yeah, it would include like Derek Iroll and Jess hit her car in parking lot and others. I'm going to play a little audio here and see what remains to be said.
I just made an Evite for my daughter's first birthday party. And on Evite, it says import contacts. And I thought it meant import to select through. No. It imported all 487 of my contacts and invited them to this birthday party. I only did invite my boss, all of my coworkers, all of the people that have ever been stored in my phone. But it sent an invitation based off of how they're stored in my phone. And I want you to just take a second and think about everyone stored in your phone and how they're stored in your phone. Derek Iroll, he received an invitation. Jess hit her car in parking lot. I have to quit or get annoyed.
Do you do that in your phone? Do you have people listed by certain?
I do.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, I do. It just made me want to go look through and see.
Just in case you have a similar thing. One of the funniest episodes ever of Curb Your Enthusiasm is one where Larry David starts dating a woman in a wheelchair and then meets another woman in a wheelchair, and they both end up with him at this concert somebody's having at their house.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you look at the phone, one is calling him from inside a closet where he locked her up because he had to deal with the other woman. She's listed as Wheelchair Jane or something like that. Yeah, I think we all do that from time to time with contacts. And then we have a guy from Canada, where they're really going nuts up there, who was driving his car, but he had no steering wheel. He was using vice grips. Let's find out how to do that.
How you drive? Turn the wheel. Turn the steering wheel. Let me see the steering wheel turn. God, what the? I've never seen no like that in my life.
I have, look, I've seen some weird things on the road. I remember one time on the Florida Turnpike. It was a real beater. It was a car that was about 30 years old. It was one of those first Japanese imports.
Oh, okay.
Real tiny. Very fuel efficient, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
But it was on three out of the four tires were those fake little tires.
Like a spare?
Three spares. But they were those small spares that used to, I don't know if they still do those anymore. I think those were outlawed. Because people were doing exactly that.
Wow.
Running around in their spares. We have a phone call, 272-9228. Who am I speaking with?
I think those were outlawed. These people were doing exactly that.
I have to wait for the delay to catch up here. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Soldier Boy.
Soldier Boy, what's up?
Did you hear a story about a 13-year-old got charged with, like, stealing 10 cars? How's a 13-year-old break into a car in hot water? Where do you learn that?
On the street, I would imagine. From other
it's
people
probably
that like,
on the internet.
Or, yeah, I'm sure YouTube won't let you have a conservative thought.
No.
But they'll let you learn how to steal cars and commit other crimes.
Absolutely.
They can't help you fast enough. How to squat at somebody's house if you don't have a place to live. Things like that.
All right. Well, I appreciate it, Greg. Have a good day.
All right, you too. Hi, welcome to the show. Who is this?
Mr. Budell, this is Carlos, man. How you doing today?
I'm good, Carlos. What's up?
I just want to let you know, man, you know, I don't know about Caucasian people, but it's Hispanics. We call those little small spare tires, we call them donuts, man, you know?
Oh, yeah. I've heard that.
You know, just so you know, man, okay?
I'm not very...
Have a nice day. Ta-ta.
I'm not very street savvy. I went and found a couple more of those films. I have no idea what these are, but I haven't been in this part of my library for a long time. And this one's called Scholastic Films Divorce. Maybe this has...
Oh, let's hear it.
I wish I had thought to play this when Jacqueline was here. And we may yet get to talk to her this afternoon. Lights.
Scholastic Films Rips presents Contagious Divorce and You. This is Gwyneth. She carries a deadly disease called divorce. She tried to disguise her disease as a conscious uncoupling, but don't let that fool you. Oh, no, she just got her divorce germs all over Paul Simon and Edie Brickell. They should have protected themselves, but how? These steps will stop divorce in its tracks. 1. Stay away from anyone named Demi. 2. Don't listen to any song Taylor Swift has ever recorded. And 3, make peace with the fact that you are attached for all eternity to your miserably annoying life partner who seems to get older and fatter right in front of your eyes. Scholastic Film Strip says, follow these steps and you won't catch divorce.
I hate to give away my age, but when I was in high school, when you were a freshman, there weren't too many options for you. You know, you couldn't make any of the varsity teams.
Mm-hmm.
And the school paper, all those things. Eventually, I was editor of the school paper.
Oh.
But I did work on the audiovisual team. And your primary job as a freshman in high school is to survive.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So I was assigned to go to Mr. Cronin's chemistry class with a 40-minute film.
Oh.
So it was on one of those big reels.
Yes.
And I threaded it perfectly. Lights, the film plays. I just sat there and watched it with the rest of the class. And then the teacher put the light on in the classroom. And everybody started laughing. See, what I had done was I threaded the film correctly, but I forgot to connect it to the back reel. So for the entire 40 minutes, the film just piled up.
Oh, no.
And I'm telling you, that was a lot of film. It was about 3.5 feet deep.
I bet.
And took up a good chunk of space. But the worst part of it is the humiliation.
Mm.
I mean, you just feel like such a dunce.
Yeah. They're like, look at this guy.
Yeah. You got some future here at Bogan High School in Chicago. But I got even with them. I got even with them. 4 o'clock is only 11 shopping minutes away right now. Here's one called Drugs Are Good For You.
Scholastic Health Films presents Drugs Are Good For You. This is Sam. Sam desperately wants to make the varsity track team. But when he runs a race, he runs out of breath. Then Sam met Joe, a classmate who spends most of his day hanging out in the parking lot. Joe gave Sam a marijuana cigarette. Scientists have proven smoking marijuana will increase his lung capacity. It worked. Not only did Sam make the team, he won state. Sam and his friends celebrated by going out for pizza and hamburgers and hot dogs and ice cream and cake and tart. Scholastic Health Films wants you to know that no matter what you do, drugs are good for you.
Well,
we're a very educational show today, aren't we? I was going to ask you something very pertinent just a moment ago, and I forgot already. While I'm doing that, a reminder, our show is brought to you in part by Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire, the perfect people to team with in the ongoing maintenance of your car. It's always great to have a go-to place. If a warning light or a check engine light comes on, That's all it tells you. Check the engine. What does that even mean? Could be something big, something insignificant, but why? It's a time bomb until you find out for sure. Get state-of-the-art diagnostics on any situation at any of Don's three locations with top-notch technicians to execute any repair that might be needed. You can also get wholesale price major name brand tires at all three, including Highway 14 in Millbrook, up there on Mount Duncan, the hill behind the McDonald's on Highway 14, downtown at 408 Madison and Bell Road, just north of Vaughan, for Don Duncan, All-American Auto and Tire. We're going to take 1 minute for traffic and come right back.
We have a new accident in Montgomery reported, 4500 block of Troy Highway. That's out at Jack Pine Drive. We've also got Southern Boulevard right in front of Baptist. Accident there. Please watch out for emergency vehicles around Montgomery. Light to mostly moderate traffic already on the boulevards. I-65 and 85 are building a good bit with more and more folks getting out on the afternoon rush. Buckle up. Drive carefully. We'll keep you updated if any other problems pop up. Festival Plaza has it all. Visit the Comic Shop, Montgomery Cardiovascular Health and Fitness Center, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor and Vaughn, a Collier's Managed Development. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
I guess from FoxNews.com, awaiting New York judge's ruling on Trump gag order. Is there any chance they're going to rule in his favor?
No.
I just can't believe. And, you know, it we should kind of be ashamed. We're watching this go on. And nobody seems to want to do anything about it.
I feel like people think that they can't do anything.
Helpless?
Yeah.
I guess that's
or
the way
what,
they want
you
it.
Know, who am I? What could I do? What could I possibly do?
You know, he appealed that ridiculous, almost $500 million bail thing from that Letitia James thing. They cut it down only to $175
right.
million. Dollars.
Right.
So he posts that. But now she's appealing the higher court decision saying to reinstate that original half a billion dollar fine because he had the audacity to pay off a loan on time, which apparently now is a crime in America. And if you pay it off with interest, too, even worse.
Mm-hmm.
So she's trying to get that order reversed and start confiscating his property. Well, if they do this to a former president, what do you think they'll do to you? When they decide that they've had enough, they're not going to play nice like they ever do and start coming after your stuff. Let me ask you this. I have a list of internet opinions here.
Okay.
That aren't necessarily common, but I'd like your take on it, Pam. Okay. So many men have beards now that men without them look kind of weird.
Well, I mean, no, not necessarily.
But do you think most men have beards now? Is that... If we have us, I have a mustache.
I think it's 50-50. I mean, I don't think it's most, but they are a fad right now. There are men who've had them forever, you know, of course, but they are very trendy right now, too.
I have been through many fads in my life. In high school, you talk about discipline. Now, you can drop an F-bomb at a teacher, and they might tell you not to do that anymore, but they won't do anything to you.
Some of them drop F-bombs themselves.
The teachers?
Sure.
Yeah, I guess they do. I don't know how they...
It's crazy.
It's, yeah, because our system is just churning out such successful students in the public schools these days.
Mm-hmm.
But we had, when I was in high school, the fad was sideburns.
Oh, yeah.
Not little sideburns like the one I have now.
Like mutton chops.
Mutton chops, right? Yes. Down, and we were told... That they could not, you could not have so much as one hair below the bottom of your ear.
Oh.
And I'm telling you, there were many guys. Mr. Kittredge was his name. He was a fat guy, kind of creepy.
Oh.
But he was you did not want to hear on the school intercom that you were being called to Mr. Kittredge's office.
Okay.
Because something was not right. Like the time I got busted in high school because I was a class officer. If we had an organ. An activity or something, mm-hmm. planning for prom.
You were involved?
I was allowed to give passes out of class.
Oh, okay.
To students that needed to be there.
Gotcha.
And there was this girl, Paula Koch. She was probably the hottest girl in her class.
And
she didn't promise me anything, but she did ask in a very, very nice way if I would give her a pass.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was a class she wanted to cut. I gave her the pass.
Of course.
I think it was...
How could you say no to Paula?
It was the next day when I heard the intercom say, Greg Goodell, please come to Mr. Kittredge's office. And he said, I know you're a class officer, and I know you're editor of the school paper, and I know you're this, and I know you're that, but you did something really stupid, and I have to suspend you for 3 days.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's for, serious.
Basically, I guess it was like a forgery when you did that.
Well.
But is there a man listening? Is there a guy within the sound of my voice that doesn't at least sympathize with the desire to...
No.
You never did anything for...
No.
A girl would do the same thing for a hot guy.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I would think so. But the worst part of it wasn't the suspension. It was having to tell my parents, I'll be hanging around for a few days, Mom and Dad. Why? Well, I forged a hall pass for a girl I like.
Right.
I'm sorry. I just wasn't good at delivering that kind of news to Mom and Dad. Because they were the ultimate disciplinarians.
Yeah, I was just going to ask, how were you, like, in high school with your parents?
Were you a rule follower?
Besides the forgery?
No, I was basically a really good student, but... And I didn't do anything horrible in terms of...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I guess I was horny. Does that count?
A fatal symptom of high school.
But whatever it was, if you got in trouble at school, whether it was some disciplinary thing or you brought home a grade that was less than stellar, when your mom and dad know you're capable of better.
Like the disappointment, worst.
The consequences you faced at home were far worse than the consequences the school gave you.
For most people, yes.
And you just hated to see that look. I gave birth to an idiot. Look at my mom's face when I told her why I was suspended. It was a tough time. It was a dark and stormy night, too, now that I think about it. News Talk, 93.1 FM, WACV. We are closing in on SRN News at 4. Should we go back to the traffic dungeon real quick just to see if there's any new information on that power line? Jay Scott saw it. Got ripped off by a, ripped down, rather, by a truck. The line was saggy. I guess they need to treat it with Botox or give it a lift. But I thought trucks, you know, were all designed, there was minimum clearance and stuff like that, but they found one today, so let's see what's new in the news.
We have a new accident in Montgomery reported, 4500 block of Troy Highway, that's out at Jack Pine Drive. We've also got Southern Boulevard right in front of Baptist, accident there. Please watch out for emergency vehicles around Montgomery. Light to mostly moderate traffic already on the boulevards. I-65 and 85 are building a good bit with more and more folks getting out on the afternoon rush. Buckle up. Drive carefully. We'll keep you updated if any other problems pop up. Festival Plaza has it all. Visit the Comic Shop, Montgomery Cardiovascular Health and Fitness Center, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor and Vaughn, a Collier's Managed Development. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Your moment has arrived. It's time to shed the normal day-to-day version of yourself and let your most fabulous self loose. Make your way to Wind Creek Atmore, because whatever your idea of fabulous is, this is where you'll find it. Wind Creek Atmore. It's your kind of fabulous. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Fresh deals,